very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, August 19th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about alleged police brutality.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-605 and 15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
I can't stand properly, but I'll continue to stand for my right, because what is mine is mine. The freedom that I'm fighting for is mine for generations to come. I know the enemy feels otherwise, but this flower campaign will bring sanity to the militarization that we have suffered since independence in
1980. I think it was superficial.
Once again, thanks for joining us. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about alleged police brutality as more and more Zimbabweans take to the streets to protest President Robert Mugabe's 36 years in power.
Higher Education Minister Jonathan Moyo, he has broken ranks with government and condemned alleged police brutality against peaceful protesters. Many protesters have been hospitalized after being beaten up by the police.
And of course, the primary rub across the nation with police brutality is that time after time, the use and level of force by police does not correspond with the parallel threat they are facing. Police spokesperson Charamba says that usually the protesters are the ones who provoke the police.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
Honguka hamawadiwa nasi, tuta utinge tichi taura nezwe kugununa gurugita vanhu vakawanda munyika kuti aiwa mapurisa anenge ari kutonga nedemo. Bumbiro remutemo vanorwira kodzero dzevanhu vanoti rinoburitsa pachena kuti vanhu vane kodzero yekuratidzira chero vachiratidzira murunyararo, asi zviri kuitika mazuva ano vanhu vazhinji vari kuzvishora vachiti vanhu vakada kungoratidzira murunyararo vari kubva vatanga kurohwa zvakaipisisa nemapurisa nezuro, sevhidhiyo yambenge ichibuda apa kune vamwe vari kuona pazvivhitivhiti. Vasteni zvorwadza vakarohwa vakaitwa kafira mberi chaiko nemapurisa vakaguma vaendeswa kuchipatara. Iyi ndo nyaya kazhinji iri kuonekwa nevanhu kana vachinge vapinda mugwagwa vachiratidzira. Gibbs.
Yevambe zvurukandava zviletemba rokuti lavo avakati vekangele umavona kuti kuna manje vavone Usteni zvorwadza yena Vendors Association wakati pakxavula sivili ngamapurisa kuna ngale eHarare bethula amaluba elo ubaba uPatterson Tsamara ulomnake lo owacatshayo okuthiwa ngu-Itai. So sikhuluma nje-ke abantu bakhonana ngokuthi amapolisa alocuko olunye olumangalisayo nxa ezama ukuthi amise abantu abatshengisela esitaladini. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi kambe elibhekane lakho nxa litshengisela kungabe kuyini, kumbe nxa lingatshengiseli lithini-ke ngodaba lolu. Njengoba-ke kukhanya-ke sibili ukuthi abantu abaningi baya betshaywe, sike sabona njalo lokho kuthiwa yividiyo yamapolisa akade tshaya abantu sibili okumangalisayo ngenyanga edluleyo. Abantu laba kade betshengisela bekhonana ngokwenzakala eZimbabwe. Abanye labo batho bakhuluma ukuthi umongameli uRobert Mugabe sehlala kakhulu esikhundleni, ngakho sokumele asuke ayeke lo munye adonse intambo. Ye, ngenani kuhlelo khona manje sixoxe ezulu kandaba. Sokunjalo ke blessing.
Gibbs, I think we have our first guest, that is Mr. Guchu, who is the spokesperson of the opposition MDCT and a former Deputy Justice Minister. Mr. Guchu, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing. Good evening, Gibbs. Good evening, listeners. Amanja.
Thank you so much, Mr. Guchu, for joining us this evening. Mr. Guchu, let's talk about this alleged police brutality. Of course, members of the police are saying the protesters are provoking them. Is this true?
No, that is far from the truth, because for some of us who are here on the ground, we actually suspect that perhaps it may not even be the conventional, you know, Zimbabwe Republic police officers who are unleashing this orgy of violence and brutality against innocent, defenseless, and peaceful protesters. We strongly suspect, from the information that some of us do get on a daily basis, that these guys could actually be ZANU-PF thugs and some other such militias who will be attired in police uniform. Because the level of brutality, the level of lawlessness, the level of unprofessionalism that they exude is only consistent with what we have noticed, especially when ZANU-PF unleashes its tags on opposition supporters. So for them to say that they are being provoked, I believe that it's an insult, not only to the people who will be peacefully and lawfully demonstrating, it's also an insult to the generality of Zimbabweans, both within the country and in the diaspora, because it is clear that the police are now a rogue, some elements of the police are now rogue elements, and that they have taken the law into their own hands, and that what they are doing is only something that you can find in fascist and tyrannical states. And this is why some of us are utterly convinced that these are ZANU-PF tags in police uniform.
Thank you so much, Mr. Guchu. Gibbs, do you have a...
Yes, is there any way that you can perhaps engage the police to stop this kind of, alleged brutality?
Yeah, we have. As you know, the lawyers have been representing not only our supporters, but also the other, civil rights activists like Sen Zorwaz, Promise Mukwananzi, and all these other, young comrades. They've been routinely participating in peaceful protests. The lawyers from the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights have gone out of their way, and I should actually take this opportunity to thank them, gone out of their way to engage the police at the highest of level, to even engage the office of the Commissioner General of Police, Ms. Augustine Chihuri. And they've also been to the CID Law and Order section, to the officer commanding CID Law and Order, trying to engage them to just find out what exactly is happening. Because of late, you can see there is a sudden deterioration in the policing standards. And it can only be obvious that something is happening, that somebody somewhere, some shadowy characters somewhere, who might not necessarily be police bosses, are actually giving orders to these rogue police officers or thugs masquerading as police officers. Because I'm convinced totally that these are not police officers, but these are just thugs, hooligans and hoodlums, masquerading as police officers, because they will be attired in police uniform. But unfortunately, it appears that the top brass of the police has got no appetite to listen to both the pleas from the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights and also from us as a party. But the good thing about the new constitution of Zimbabwe is that it does allow these police officers, if they are individually identified, it does allow that they can be sued in their individual capacities. And I think that's actually a beautiful provision in our constitution, that not only can the Minister of Home Affairs be sued, and not only can the Commissioner of Police be sued, you can actually even sue the individual police officers who would have engaged themselves in these acts of brutality and barbarism.
Thank you so much, Mr. Gutu. For those of you who are just joining us, a good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about alleged police brutality as more and more people take to the streets in Zimbabwe. President Robert Mugabe himself is on record as saying that those who are protesting, they are trying to mimic what happened in Arab states years ago, the so-called Arab Spring, when people rose in Arab nations against their governments in Egypt, in Tunisia, and other countries, in Libya as well. So Mr. Mugabe is saying that that is tantamount to treason. We have another guest, Gibbs. That is Mr. Clement Moyo, a human rights activist. Mr. Moyo, good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Thank you so much for... Thank you, thank you. Gibbs?
Yeah, Bob Moyo, see, Tabuti... Lambda sitholile ukuthi sikubambe khona ngapho lapho khona. Ye, so akusitshela ukuthi nxa abantu bejengisela kuvele ukuthi abajayelwane.
Ah, asikwazi. Ngoba na anti abantu laba umthetho wona uthona nxa abantu bezajengisela. Kumele bahambe emapoliseni baye apply. Banike isikhathi. Bavunyelwe ukuthi bajengisele. Angazi ke khathesi ngaba lo umbuzo ema kwetheni ukuthi khona umthetho lo othona kumele bacele kumbe bangaceli usasebenza njani, but mbona ngathi kuthiwa kabacele nxa sebecelile akumelanga bahlutshwe. Nxa sebehlukuluzwa ngamapholisa, angithi uyananzelela ukuthi esipholiseni lapha kuvele kuhlala kuqhatshiwe lanxa uhulumende wasuspend ukuqhatsha, kodwa kuhlala kuqhatshiwe. Laba abaqhatshwayo angazi bebaqhatshwa ngendlela yokuqhatshwa kwamapholisa, bebaqhatshwa yi-political party. I-problem esilayo eZimbabwe yukuthi amapholisa kayisuwe welizwe nawe-party. So abe-party kabazakala ukuthi ngobani. Nanku uyezwa lama-security forces nxa sokubuya ukukhuluma bayakhomenta nge-politics. So awusozube kwazi laba bangazi babayingeji bahlalela phansi bakhulume labo. Laba bantu kabasoze bathembeke ngeqiniso elipheleleyo ukubatshela ukuthi khona bona bangagcina umthetho ngendlela efaneleyo, ukuthi ama-protesters a-peaceful ayekelwa protest. Angikholi lokho kungenzakala, ngoba sitholakala ukuthi uhulumende enguhulumende nje yena, la mapholisa into yinye. Abantu abaqhatshwe esipholiseni kumele babe ngabe-party, so ba-protect i-party. Anti uyakhumbula ukuthi bake basitshela bona ukuthi sizadila le youth yabo. I-youth yabo le yiyo esesipholiseni, yiyo esesidila layo kathesi. And basitshele ukuthi bavele bazasilungisa. So angithemba ukuthi even ukukhuluma namapholisa kuyasebenza. Akusebenzi ngoba ukukhuluma laye umgabe ngokwakhe upresident angikholi ukuthi kungasebenza. Abantu laba sebesitshengisa ukuthi vele kabathembeki bona ngokwabo emthethweni welizwe ngokwawo. Abathembeki ngisho lambijana. Abakufunayo kuphela ukuvikela ukubusa kwabo, angazi kuze kuthini.
Siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke Baba Moyo, ubambe khonapho ungayikatshana. So what Mr. Moyo was saying is that under normal circumstances, when some people want to stage some public protests, you have to seek permission from the police, and this is under POSA. And he says it appears as if even if you seek that kind of permission, the police descend on you with a very heavy hand. And he also said that it's strange that in Zimbabwe, when the economy is going down, police are being employed almost every monthly basis. So, and then he says, where are they getting the money to hire these people? And who are these people that are being hired? And he suspects that most of them are party functionaries. So he says there's no distinction between the government and the police. That is why the police are not trustworthy. So he says at the end of the day, it's not worth it to discuss anything with the police because they are suspected to be party functionaries.
Regai tidzokere kuna vagutu. Asi vagutu mati zvinokwanisika kuti vanhu vanokwanisa kuti vaone kuti mupurisa anenge varohwa ndeupi voenda kumatare. Asi kavamwe vanoti kumatare kwacho kunyaya yacho inogona kutora nguva yakareba dzimwe nguva hazvinyatsofambe zvakanaka. Munoona bumbiro riripo richibatsira here?
Blessing, bumbiro remutemo riripo tikanatsorishandisa zvakanaka ndinoona richibatsira. Nokuti chakanakira nyaya ndataura yatiri kutaura ndeyekuti mupurisa kana mapurisa acho anenge achiita zvounyanya zvokuponda vanhu zvokurova vanhu akazivikanwa mazita avo kuti nhingi nanhingi nanhingi, zvinobatsira ndezvekuti bumbiro romutemo ratinaro rataanaro rinotipa kodzero, rinopa kodzero kuvanhu vaya vanenge varohwa nemapurisa kana kuti vakanganisirwa nemapurisa kuti unosungisa mukuru wemapurisa, wosungisazve gurukota rinoona nezvemapurisa, muno muZimbabwe ndi Minister of Home Affairs, wosungisazve mapurisa acho in their individual capacities. Zvinobatsira nokuti ukaona Police Act neyatinotiyo State Liabilities Act inopa mukana wokuti unopa notice yemazuva anoti yatingangoti 90 days inopiwa in terms of the State Liabilities Act kuti kana uchida kusungisa mapurisa acho nemukuru wemapurisa vachihuri nemugurukota rezvemapurisa vachombo wovapa 90 days kuti ndaakukupai notice kuti mumazuva makumi mapfumbamwe ndinoda kukusungisai uchitsanangura kuti kunoda kuvasungisira nyaya yechi kana iri yatingangoti muchirungu madamages kana wakarohwa unenge uchitaridza kuti makandirova zviri kunze kwomutemo ndikakuvara wovapa umboo hwokuvara kwako kana pane zvaunoda kunge uchidhimanda zvakafanana nemadamages kana kuti nemari yokuti ndangaenda kuchipatara ndikanobhadhara mari kumadhokotas kunana chiremba ndikanobhadhara mari yokutenga madrugs mishonga ndikabhadhariswa kana wakabhadhariswa mukuchengetwa muhospitari uyezve yatinoti pamutemo pain and suffering chinhu chisingabatiki kuti chii chinonzi pain and suffering asi pamutemo unenge une kodzero yokuti kurwadziwa kandakaitwa panyama dzangu pamwoyo wangu both emotional injury suffering yatingangoti psychological suffering zvose izvozvo unenge wakukwanisa kunokumbira matare edzimhosva madamages izvo zvinhu zvinoitika handimboni zvinetsa takatombozvita pane dzimwe nyaya tikaona zvichibudirira kungoti vanhu vazhinji havasati vaziva havo kuti vane kodzero iyoyo ndo saka tichiti pari zvino ukaona mupurisa akutadzira muzive kuti nhamba dzake fosi nhamba chii ukaona fosi nhamba chero ukashaya zita unoziva kuti waane fosi nhamba yake waakukwanisa kuzoziva kuti zita rake ndiani.
Tinotenda zvikuru vaguti uramba yenyu muri parunhare. We are having problems with our phones, but people should just keep trying. Gibbs.
Yes, lo baba unkosi lapha ecingweni ngilethemba lokuthi ifoni yakhe yayiwanga la ikhona ngale eBotswana. Baba unkosi, ungawunjani?
Hayi, ngikhona kunjani tu?
Ye, kade sakugcina, ubungaphi?
Hayi, bengikhona mani, belingasambambi lapha, mangifona lisadobha amafoni ami, ngithi hey, la bantu abasafuna ukungibona.
Hayi, inkinga ekhona ukuthi amafoni kulezi nsuku anganahambi kahle.
Ya, benganakhathaza sibili.
Ye, akuphosela kuba?
Ya, uyazi ukuthini mfowethu? Uyabona iHillbro. EJohannesburg. IHillbro yakhiwa ngamabhunu. Amabhunu bazitshela ukuthi bona ine million years. Akula muntu omnyama ozahlala eHillbro. Akula umuntu omnyama ozahamba kuzona ziyana ama street othwita unagito bani ba. Akula muntu omnyama ozabonakala kulenda. Bekuyibo bodwa. Yikho kwenzakala kuzana uPF lamapolisa namhlanje. Kodwa namhlanje iHillbro kuhlala obani? Sihlala khona size sichemele emkotweni. Uyabona? Kuzaphela khonoko. Ngelinye ilanga indwangu izalukhutha ugatha. Engingakukhuthaza abantu bakithi, bonke nje abantu baseZimbabwe. Nxa kuyikuthi ule polisa elisendlini yakho, elirenta endlini yakho, nxa ukuthi ule polisa elingumakhelwane wakho ikakhulu orenta endlini yakho ongelandlu, give him inotice according to i-procedure yomuntu orenta endlini. Mnike inotice baphume ayehlale enkambeni ngali babona ezindleleni befuna ama lift bayekeleni banethole izulu bayekeleni bachiswe lilanga ukuze babe kwazi ukuthi umuntu nxa ecomplain ethi into kayikho right kayikho right noma ngubani yezinto ngisho kumele abantu sibakhiphe ebantwini laba bantu because they don't belong to the civilians imilitary siyazihlala enkambeni they must go there bayehlala enkambeni akusela lutho so ngumdlawuzi ingugudu umdlawuzi odliwe ezinyoni akusela lutho kuzani upf sokuphelile into asebeyenzayo kufuna ukubamba ngogodo kuphela but abantu bakithi asixotsheni amapolisa ezindleleni ezindlini zethu singabaniki not even ilift ezimoteni zethu ukuze bakubone ukuthi kude ngoba into ebenza njalo etshayisa emsebenzini ugada mahara esiye endlini yakhe esiza emsebenzini ugqubuya mahara ezindlini uyahlala axolisa ede asikaholi asiyekeleni kuvala amashopu for almost 10 days to 14 days kungathengwa lutho ukuze basweli imali yokuhola sibone ukuthi izanu PF izayithatha ngaphi imali yokubaholisa we are sick and tired kodwa lapho esiyakhona sokuseduzane sesiyafika
hayi siyabonga kakhulu ke baba Nkosi ungadinelwa kusasa baba
hayi siyabonga baba
siyabonga kakhulu so he touched on several issues here you know he actually put an example of Hillbrow in South Africa, which was built by the apartheid regime.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was saying that when they actually set it up, they thought no black person would ever go there.
Mm-hmm.
But he says today, every black person you can think of is in Hillbrow. He says the same applies with ZANU-PF and the police.
Mm-hmm.
They think that they are the only ones who will be in power for good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So he says the best plan is to have some kind of passive resistance. Like, you know, if, when you live with a policeman, you can always give him a notice and say, go and stay at the camp near you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or wherever you think you can stay, you know, because he says these are the same people that are brutalizing, you know, common people whenever they go to the streets. So give them that kind of treatment so that they feel like, you know, they feel the pinch mm-hmm. as well. Yeah.
And he said one day the baboon will miss the brush.
Yes, he said one day the baboon will definitely miss the brush. Because imagine if the baboon misses the brush. Eh? It's a disaster, I tell you.
It did.
Yeah.
Let's go to Mr. Clement Moyo. Mr. Moyo, you heard Mr. Gutu talking about the constitution allowing Zimbabweans to sue the police. What is your take on that?
I really understand that, but you see, the situation in Zimbabwe is different.
Mm-hmm.
The constitution is not used, and the president allows that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
He abuses the constitution himself, and as a result, the police copy the same.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what actually is happening is you have an old system of police force using old systems, that of, you know, treating people like they're not human. To them, that is part of their training, I think. I think what we need in Zimbabwe is rebranding.
Mm-hmm.
You need to get rid of the old wood. And then you retrain the police force. That has not been done. And the police force themselves are not trained in an independent way of protecting people. They are trained in a manner of protecting ZANU-PF and its legacy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm as yet to see where the constitution can actually work and assist Zimbabweans in protecting their rights. That, I'm not sure whether it is going to happen soon. I think unless the government changes hands, that thing will never be seen.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
Yeah, nginomnumzana ke umthokozisi osecingweni lapha. Baba Mthokozisi, kunjani khona bebuthwana?
Mthokoza gift.
Yeah, thokoza kunjani baba?
Ngiyaphila kunjani?
Hayi kancane, kunjani bebuthwana?
Hayi, ebuthwana uright.
Ungabona khona khona.
Celebrate uzibuse wabomuhle kakhulu.
Bo yebo.
Yeah.
Yeah, nathi udaba ngathi nimnumzana.
Yabona mina ilokuze umbono wami gift. Ungazwakala sokungathi nje umcabango ongaqondanga. iZANU-PF ukhanya ukuthi iphume kayiphumi ngaphandle kokuthi kusetshenziswe sone indlela esayisebenzisa ukukhupha usinyizi.
Mhm.
ungazwakala sokungathi indlela ngikhuluma sibili inkulumo ebuhlungu ngoba mhlawumbe abanye bangathi ngxenye impika ngiyazi mina akangiso lokuzeni i-bone free ngumuntu omdala. So mbona ngani sesibekezele kwaba kuningi kakhulu iZANU PF ayiphumi ngendlela elungile kutho ukuthi sowudinga nje ukuthi abantu sibophe njengakhona ukhena esakwenza ngesikhathi ukuthi sikhupha amakhiwa. Kuphela kuye ngubona ukuthi engxeke kungasisiza. Angazi kumba abanye bakubona njani.
Ye kodwa khonokho-ke asikukhuthazi kakhulu baba Dokoza akulenye indlela yini ngani ingasetshenziswa nje?
Indlela njengoba abafowethu bekhuluma lapha gift bakhuluma ukuthi sizama ukutshengisela uyachaywa uzame ukuthi nxa kusenziwa kuhlale emthethwandaba abanye abayibo abathonise amacala akhona ngabasapoti iZANU PF amacala eZimbabwe kathoniswa ngendlela eqondileyo. So abantu uyazama konke.
Ifoni yakho siyenze nje sifiphele usakhona ecingweni. I think we have lost Mr. Dokoza there in Botswana, but what you are saying that you know he's a very angry man. He's saying, you know, when push comes to shove, you have to use all means necessary to get rid of a government that is against the people. Mm-hmm. And he was saying the best option now is to remove the president using the means that he used to get rid of Smith. Mm-hmm. Then when I said, you know what, we don't encourage that kind of thing, he said there's no any other way. He was very open and frank about it.
Let's go to another caller on the line. Mkoma Tendai, Magadi.
Tiripo Magadi, Mkoma Jonga.
Aywa, Tiripo, Mkoma Blessing. Mkoma Jonga, Nasi, Awapo. Tipe ufungwa zenyu, nenye ya rimdari.
Mkoma itle, tupapu, tomu, nede emu.
Mkoma Tendai, imbofamba ipamuri foni nyaya isikunyatsonzwika.
Ndati kukutongwa munhu nedemo chavangoti uite hanzi uyo atorasika batai munhu. Saka zvangozvokungoti zvangozvezanu PF nepolisi yavo vanhu chaivo havasina.
Hai Mukoma Tendai tichaedza kukufonerai zvakare but you heard Tendai essentially what he's saying is that you know Mr. Mugabe is now using force to rule, which he says is wrong. He's saying people are no longer free. Gibbs, maybe let's go.
Yes, Mr. Kutu, when we look at some of these issues, seeking permission to protest and all those kind of things, is it worth it really? Because when you protest, then you are victimized, you know, literally. So is it worth it to do that?
I do understand your point, really, to say, when you look at the whole culture of the rogue element in the police force, it's a culture where they've been used to just bashing people, beating them up, just abusing people's fundamental human rights and liberties. But the good thing, like I've already said, I heard one of the callers saying that, okay, fine, they don't respect the constitution. We all know that. The ZANU-PF regime is a rogue regime. It's one regime that is very little, if any respect at all, for the principle of constitutionalism. The constitution itself, the Zimbabwean constitution itself, is not a bad document at all. It's only that they don't respect it. So even if people are engaged in a peaceful and lawful demonstration, like what happened this week on two occasions, on two consecutive days, the police still went ahead and beat up these people so badly that sometimes you even wonder whether they were real police officers. That's why, if I may repeat what I
thank
earlier...
Thank you, Mr. Gutu. Unfortunately, time is not our best ally. We want to take a break. And thanks for joining us. We are having you only for the first 30 minutes. Thank you so much. We also want to thank our radio listeners. But the good news is we are streaming live. So go to our Facebook pages, Shona English and Ndebele. Stay tuned. Gibbs.
This is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C. saying stay tuned, Zimbabwe.